Welcome back to Luck Changers Podcast. They say the only sure thing about luck is that it changes, and we are here to change that for you. I am your host, Boogs. Joined with me is my NFL aficionado and co-host, Father Tone.
Hello.
Welcome back, Father Tone. How was your weekend, sir?
Fantastic.
How was yours? It was great. How'd you feel about your picks this weekend?
Pretty good overall, pretty good. I'd say.
Okay, let's give the people a rundown. We'll just go right into it. But before we do, I want to give a quick birthday shout out to the man who makes it all happen. I guess we call him a manager of sorts, Mr. Slim. Happy birthday, sir.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Slim's going to be filling in for Monty the Italian on Reading the Lines tonight. Yes. Thank you, Slim. I appreciate you more than problem. You know. All right. Now, Tone, what we got for this recap here? NFL Week 13.
All right. So we had the Lions and Bears. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Lions ended up coming back, sneaking in a win. They won 34-30. On that game, I think all we did was lean towards the Lions, especially if we said we get it 3.5. They ended up winning outright. So,
very nice. Yeah, I agree. We both like the Matt Patricia firing.
Yeah,
and I'm both sure that we think the Bears just gave up, right?
Yeah, I'm not big on the Bears.
What
I'm still
that,
not
six straight.
It's hard to say at this point, honestly.
Absolutely, it's heartbreaking. Tough. All right, so the next game was the Bengals Dolphins. The Dolphins won 19-7. We both leaned. Oh wait, we. Oh, I Tone leaned towards the under, which made me think extra hard to take the under. I didn't even need to tease it. I should have just took it straight out.
Right, and you'll find a lot of times you don't need a tease. It makes you feel good. That's why they call it a teaser. It's a tease. But a lot of games, you could have just taken it straight outright, and you would have got the same result with less risk.
Yeah, I did feel good about the under, though. Some disqualifications in the game, perhaps?
Yeah, it got a little heated there.
Very nice.
It was wild. But yeah, the Bengals, it was 7-19, so that was far under.
Yeah, I ended up, the tease, the first part hit, then, as everyone knows, I doubled up this teaser with the Raiders, who pulled a win out of their rear ends, how people much say. So that pushed for the most part.
Okay, I think we also had the Colts-Texans. Colts ended up winning 26-20. We both leaned the Colts on that one. I leaned towards the under. We got pretty lucky.
Yeah, you should have just went with your gut. You would have got yourself a nice little double win on one game, which is difficult, right? That went under, correct?
Yeah. I believe so. But again, the Texans, they fumbled with, 90 seconds left in the game, and they could have easily won that game. So we got a little lucky. I'll take it.
Yeah, and that game was heavy scoring in the first half, so you would have snuck that under. It wouldn't have been fun to watch. Miserable.
Never is.
So, next game.
Did the Patriots really do that? I didn't watch that game.
Oh, they did.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what are you looking at?
45-0?
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to talk too much about what I thought about that game. But yeah. We're
Nate leaned Chargers. Heavy lean.
Heavy lean. I didn't lean. I heavy leaned.
It was heavy.
Peter Griffin leaned.
So, yikes.
So, next game was the Jaguars-Vikings. Tone didn't really have a real good feel on it, which makes a lot of sense because that over was, what was the over-under? It hit 51. I think it was, 50? 50 and a half?
Something like that.
I leaned the over. I said before I did not feel comfortable about the Vikings. They only won by 3. You couldn't even tease them and get a win.
Yeah, they snuck that one out. That was a thriller.
Hard
honestly,
to watch.
We had a couple of thrillers there between trash teams. The Jets, Jacksonville Jaguars, they both end up losing. So they're both in the running for Trevor Lawrence.
Which brings us right back into our next game there, Tom.
Yeah, so the next game we had the Raiders-Jets. Raiders snuck out a win, 31-28. For that one,
knows.
Nate teased the Raiders like he had mentioned prior, down to -3. He pushed. He paired that with the Lions under 40.5, which ended up winning. So not a bad teaser for Nate, but that game was wild. I'm glad the Raiders won, I guess. I don't really care much about either one of those teams, but I'm glad they could rally back and you know, come back with the W.
Yeah, they definitely gave some people in Survivor Leagues who are still alive a bit of a heart attack because...
Right.
I know a few people who did have the Raiders in their league, and they didn't pick the Vikings against the Cowboys and got booted out of theirs. I'm not mad or nothing. It's just for fun.
It's fine.
All right, our next game, the Saints-Falcons. And it looks like we had a, what, a luck in bet here?
Yeah, we did. We both liked the Falcons teased up to 8.5. We snuck that one out. Again, Saints won 21-16, so we'll take that win on the teaser there. Unfortunately, it's not a win because I teased them with the Cardinals plus 9, and the Cardinals lost by 10.
I trusted you.
Yeah, this kind of goes back to what I mentioned last week about wanting to go through those key numbers.
Exactly.
So I should have tried to get it up to 10. I didn't listen to my own advice, and that's what happened. So
didn't that line change later on? And you would have had it, what?
I didn't go back and look at it. I was just done with
right.
it. So
yeah, amen.
I'm not sure. I don't even want to know at this point. Mm-hmm. But again, those key numbers will help you get better results.
We'll make sure not to talk about that Cardinals game again.
Right.
So our next game was the
the Browns.
Oh, Browns. Browns
and Titans. It looks like Nate passed on that one. I took the Browns plus 12 on a teaser with Green Bay minus 3, which that one hit luckily. Browns didn't need any kind of tease. Should have taken the Browns money line plus 170 or whatever it was at the time.
Or you could have just parlayed that, right?
Yeah, could have parlayed it. I'm not a big fan of parlays personally. Again, unless I take, you know, three favorites on a money line parlay to
right.
get those odds, you know, plus 100 or more. If I can get that, that's fine. But I don't think parlays are the way to go in the long run. They look good. They're enticing because now I can throw down $5 and win $200 or something silly like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a reason why they give you those odds. It's tough enough to go against the spread, but now when I have to go against the spread 4 or 5 times to win, it's tough to do that.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. I'm a fan of parlays just because exactly what you just described. They are so beautiful. I mean, I love looking at them, and then watching the game is, it's not so fun.
Yeah.
All right, next game was a huge upset. You were correct by it was an ugly game. You suggested it, and I teased the under. Good for me.
Yeah, good job there.
Thank you.
Good next, for me.
Next game we had the Rams-Cardinals. I already mentioned Cardinals lost by 10. I teased them at 9, so I lost. So that's enough about that one. Nate did mention teasing the over, so he nailed it with that one. That one went way over.
Yeah, I should have just pulled the trigger. I'm with sissy pants.
We then had the Eagles-Packers. Packers ended up winning 30-16. Kind of got some garbage time shit there. Aaron Rodgers threw his 400 touchdown pass in that game.
If I wasn't a Vikings fan, I'd be like, woohoo. But he's thrown 400 touchdowns against the Vikings.
It's good stuff.
News.
You love to see it.
Yeah.
In that game, again, I teased it with the Browns. Nate teased it with Kansas City. Nate lost. Kansas City took a minus 8.
I'll mention that when we talk about that game today, but
yes.
I am so sick.
What else
of
did
the
we
Chiefs.
Have? Oh, we kind of mentioned this one earlier. The Patriots smoked the Chargers. That is wild.
Nate had a heavy lean Chargers.
Yeah.
Heavy lean. That fishy line. Don't go fishing, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I would not go fishing ever with Nate. We then had the Broncos and Chiefs. So Broncos lost 16-22.
We know.
The Chiefs only won by
we know.
6. We both took them in legs of our teaser, and we lost.
We lost.
And Nate also leaned the over, which also lost. But that's
good
okay.
for me.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's why we lean. We don't. Yep. Yeah. All right, and then the Washington Steelers game. Tone had teased Washington, and they won outright.
I didn't think that was going to happen at all.
Yeah.
You saw that game there, Slim?
Yeah, I thought that was Steelers for sure. But
yeah, they started out hot, but I'm so glad they lost. No.
Yeah, I'm happy about it.
But I feel like I was the reason he lost the second part of that teaser because he jumped on my bandwagon with Kansas City. So I am sorry for that. And we'll go through our quick recap of our DK picks.
DK went well, I'd say, for us.
I agree.
Really?
Definitely
Especially
some home run hitters. Well, Derek Carr, we both had 35.7.
Yeah, for 5,800. I'll take that.
Then
we had a couple lower points. So I took Austin Eckler. Nate took James Robinson. Neither one did great. Robinson had, I don't even know, maybe 8-10 points.
Eckler had 10.8 points. They both had 10.8.
Yeah, wasn't great. We both took Devontae Parker. He ended up getting a fight, got kicked out. So he only got 7.5 points. That was rough.
Could have had a lot more targets there. That is not our fault.
It is not.
Both are tight ends.
Nate, who'd you have a tight end?
I had Mr. Darren Waller, 6,100, 48 bomb.
Wow.
Holy cow tits.
That's wild.
I just don't believe it. And then you also had yourself a tight end who was maybe a pretty damn good value pick for anyone.
Yeah, for the price. For 3,400, I had 24.8 points from Logan Thomas. I'll take that all day. I also had DeAndre Swift. He did not play. So hopefully he gets back out there next week.
Not your fault. And then I had Russell Gage. He was 4,500. He technically could have been a sleeper pick, but he dropped 15. I mean, that's about what you're looking for when you get yourself a 4,500 guy.
Yeah, you can't beat that. Our sleeper, Kiki QT, came out, dropped 25.1 points.
We were
on it. It was great. So overall, I think we had a decent week. You know, it's a tough grind. We're trying to figure it out. It's a tough time in the NFL year. Playoffs are approaching. You know, the motivation, there's so many different factors.
Oh, yeah. You never know who's going to be pulled before the game, like Dez Bryant.
That was crazy.
Heartbreaking.
I feel bad for my guy.
I feel bad, too, because it was against his former team, and I feel bad.
He was probably pretty pissed. All right, well, on to week 14.
Oh, so snap.
Do you want to get better from here?
I got your notes.
Oh, nice.
Cool. I'm going to use Father Tone's notes tonight, and I'm going to talk before he does every time, so he looks like he's copying me.
Nice guy.
Just kidding. All right, are you ready, Slim?
I think so.
First line of the night.
All right, first game on Thursday the 10th. We have the New England Patriots going up against the Rams. The Patriots are on a +5 spread. The Rams are at -5, and the over-under is 45.
45, okay. So, Patriots, I can't tell if they are good, but the Rams really are. I think they get it. Sorry, I got a little confused. I was
very astute there.
Yeah.
I can't tell if they're good.
Yeah, I was.
The Rams are good.
I was looking at you guys.
Stay tuned.
Didn't know what the hell was going on. I thought your mic was broken. I thought that's what the whole sign language shit was.
I wish your mic would have broke right there.
It would have been heartbreaking.
Because then Slim's mic would have broke. That would have been cool. I take that back.
But no, I don't really have a pick on this game. I think the Rams do win, I think by a field goal, but I'm not going to take the Patriots, but I will lean Patriots. I don't want any part of that over under.
Yeah, I don't want anything in this game. I'm gonna pass. I would have to lean the Rams. I mean, they're tied for NFC West. I imagine they want to keep rolling, secure their spot. Again, it's tough to bet against Bill Belichick. Look at last week. I'm super glad I didn't take the Chargers. I mean, they got smoked. I mean, it was embarrassing. It was never a good game at all. Cam Newton only had 69 passing yards, although he rushed for 2 touchdowns. He threw one, but that's not sustainable for me. You know, that's not something I want to go in and back. The Rams, again, are so unpredictable. I can't really take them either. I'd have to lean towards them, but I'm going to go ahead and pass this game.
Is that two leans Rams?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I lean Patriots. Yeah, I think Patriots. No, I don't think they lose by 5.
All right, we're going head to head.
Yeah, hey.
Love to see it.
Yeah, we didn't do that much last week. Nope. So, all right, next game there. Shlimmy.
Moving on to Sunday, the first of the 1 o'clock games. The Tennessee Titans are taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Titans are at a -9 spread right now, and the over under on that is 52.5.
Yeah, I don't know about this game. I want to take the Titans. They just got embarrassed by the Browns. I know the final score didn't indicate that necessarily. But
very
if you
true.
Watch the game, Baker finally got to cook, and good for him. 4 touchdowns in the first half.
Happy for my guy.
He looks good. I hate to say it. I hate to be that guy that's going to repeat this rhetoric, but he looks good without OBJ.
I think the whole offense just moves so much more freely without
we're relaxed.
Him in there.
Yes. We know our identity. We know we're a running team. We shove it down your throat, no consent, with Chubb. And then Kareem comes in, does his thing. We know that. So it's nice. It sets up our passing game. Baker's able to do his more managerial style.
Oh,
but then he can get off when he needs to. I'm digging him, though. I like the OG – OBJ factor. It was cool, you know, at the time. I was so pumped when he was coming to the Browns.
It was exciting, yeah.
Him and Landry, and then I realized that some things are just better unsaid or unseen. So
them bio boys.
I'm going to go ahead and pass this game.
Yeah, the Jaguars played against the Vikings tough, but every shitty team plays against the Vikings tough. I agree with the Titans coming out with a vengeance, beating a 1-12, 1-11 Jaguars team.
Yikes.
Yeah. The over-under 52.5 is kind of talking to me because the Jaguars can score points. Mike Lennon isn't a piece of trash. I mean, he's not terrible.
Not necessarily.
If it looks like Shelnut is questionable in the game, that's one of his favorite targets lately. I'm going to lean the over and maybe lean the Titans. But I don't have a take on this game.
I feel it.
All right, next game, Nerstream.
We got the Dallas Cowboys taking on the Bengals. Cowboys are a -3.5 spread right now, and the over-under is 42.5.
Yeah, the Cowboys are bad. they are. Great. Yeah, it's frustrating that I'm a Viking fan, by the way, so you're going to hear me talk about the Vikings a lot. But it was frustrating to watch the Cowboys beat the Vikings because the Cowboys are that bad. Andy Dalton stinks. That's why he never won a playoff game against competition. He just got to play the shitty Browns twice a year. No offense, because the Browns are really nice this year. So I can't touch the Cowboys because they will probably only win by a field goal. So if the possibility is you can get the Cowboys down to 3 before that game kicks off, then yeah, I will jump on the Cowboys. And I also like the under. I think that game soars under. I'm going to actually put that in. So I am going to take the under of 43.5 in that Cowboys-Bengals game. I talked myself into it.
Okay.
That's what happens when you don't take notes.
That's not a terrible play, I don't think. I'm not going to take it. I really like to stay away from over-unders, although sometimes I'm intrigued.
Is Burrow out for the season?
Oh, yeah. He's out.
He's out for next season.
Maybe out most for next season. Yeah.
What did he have again?
Everything.
MCL, ACL.
Oh, no.
Significant damage and like everything else that's ever been.
Oh, I didn't know it was that bad. Damn.
Yeah, it was ruthless. It's a mess.
It's crazy because like when it happens to those dudes, they don't even cry. Like I got hit by a rock last week from my lawnmower. I couldn't stop crying for like 8 minutes. It was like ruthless. So this dude doesn't even have a knee anymore, and I'm just like slightly bleeding. Oh, all right, just let's forget about
my
me.
My guy might have been a little teary-eyed, but it's fine. I would have been too, and it's frustrating. I'm rooting for him. He's an Athens kid. I went to OU, so shout out OU.
Hey.
I was rooting for him. Prayers go out again to our Bengals fans because it's unfortunate. That sucks.
Yeah,
he looked like the man. He had the swagger, the intelligence.
He was fun to watch.
Yeah, he was great. And then now he might be out, definitely out this season, might be out next season. Speedy recovery to my guy. Godspeed.
Prayers.
But as far as this game goes, I'm going to pass. Again, I hate to do it. I can't take the Cowboys with that hook. I'm not going to allow myself to do that because, again, I need that key number. If I can get down 2.5, maybe. This could be one of those games, so I don't know if anyone else does this. If you hop on a live bet immediately after the time the game is supposed to start but before kickoff, sometimes you can get a point to probably a half point to a point difference immediately. So, for instance, the game's supposed to start at 8 o'clock, so I hop on to place a bet. It's 8:02, for example. The kickoff hasn't started yet, but that original line is locked. Now it's a live line. Sometimes, for whatever reason, I can catch that same line at 2.5. I don't know why.
Interesting.
But that's something to kind of look out for.
Does it usually lean towards the favorite on the...
It fluctuates. So it's a gamble again. But in a game like this, I'm not going to take it at 3.5. But maybe I'll wait to try sneak in that, you know, sneaky live guy. But that's it for me. I don't want to tease it. The Cowboys, if they can't beat the Bengals without Joe Burrow, they got bigger problems. That's crazy.
The Bengals might not have Brandon Allen either. And was it Ryan Lindley or whatever? He stinks. He stinks. And so if Lindley plays, then you bet Cowboys. I bet that line shifts up to 4, 4.5 if Brandon Allen's out. At least,
and we'll see the Cowboys. They've had some tough games. They played the Ravens, Washington, They beat the Vikings, but still, nonetheless.
I'm just glad you brought that up again.
And before that, they had the Steelers. So I think the Cowboys are due for a win. They should be able to beat the Bengals. I'm not going to take it, but
you almost talked yourself into it.
I know.
It.
I actually have it in my notes, but I'm going against it.
Okay.
I refuse to do it. So hopefully I come back next week and say I was right.
Right on. All right, Slim, what we got here?
We got the Texans taking on the Bears. Right now the point spread's at a pick'em, and the over-under is 45.
Oh, okay. So I was looking yesterday. It was at 44.5, which is odd because I thought that would shift down because it's supposed to be really cold. Houston's plays in the dome down south.
Right, right.
But what do you got here? What are you thinking?
I'm going to, again, have to pass on this one. I would lean towards the Texans. That was a pretty devastating loss. Deshaun was pissed. You know, he deserves more. At the same time, they're down some guys. We know Fuller's out, and they've lost a couple key weapons there. Kiki did come through for us big last week. I don't know how sustainable that can be now that people are kind of on to him, but he's a tough player. You know, if he gets more touches, he's elusive, so we'll see. I would lean towards them. I can't back the Bears. The Bears are – they're just something else.
They're bad. They're not.
Yeah, they're not good. So we know that. I don't care if Trubisky's in there or Foles is in there. They have a tough defense, but I can't back the Bears. I'm going to go ahead and pass this game.
Yeah, it's not Maserati Mitch. It's like Mud Truck Mitch, and that was the worst joke I ever told.
Wasn't good.
Nah, well, you know, sometimes you reach, and you just can't grab it. But I also lean Texans. The Bears have lost 6 in a row. They started out really good. They looked like a playoff team. And then I don't know what happened. Is it coaching? Is it the quarterback switch? Their defense, I felt, I mean, Khalil Mack is a stud.
I think that they started off and they were a faux team, you know, and their true colors came along. So,
yeah, I'll lean at Texans, but like I said, it's going to be freezing freaking cold. Deshaun, obviously, Houston plays in a dome, right. Doesn't have to worry about it typically. That line shouldn't be a pick. I'm just going to lean Texans, and I'm going to take that under. 44.5.
Okay.
Back to back. I like the unders. Put that in for Nate. Bears Texans under 45.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Next one we have Nate and Lizzo's favorite team, the Minnesota Vikings taking on Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Sir.
Vikings at a plus 6.5 point spread right now, and the over under is 51.5.
That's high.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the Vikings defense is awful. I wouldn't be surprised if the Bucks hit that over by himself.
Yeah, Brady's going to be throwing them things.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. And I'm sure Antonio Brown's going to have a field day. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Gronk, the whole team. They're going to have the most fun they've ever had. The Vikings are going to get stomped. But I'm not going to take it because I'm rooting for the Vikings. I need them to win. I'm not going to touch this game. But if anything of what I just said about what's going to happen fluctuates, or however you say that fucking word, is there a C in it or is it a T?
Fluctuates.
And that's why he's here. All right. I think the Bucks roll. I'm not going to touch it, but okay. Yeah, I think they roll.
I'm going to go ahead and take the Bucks, but I'm going to put them on a teaser. So
just to win out for
the
most part.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead. Before I continue, though, I do want to know, we know Nate and Lizzo's favorite team is the Vikings. Slim, what's your favorite team?
Browns.
Same, man. Here, brother. That was easy. Short, yeah. Sweet, beautiful.
You got it.
All right, back to this game. So for this game, I think the Bucks are going to roll. Tom Brady finally got a bye. He needed one.
He's old.
He's got to be tired. I mean, they were the last team to get a bye. So he finally got a bye this week. Mm. They're coming off a bye.
They're home.
They're home. They've been home. They played. They had two straight home games.
Been home for a month.
They've been chilling.
They ain't been shit.
So I'm gonna go ahead and take them. I do think they roll, and they I shouldn't need to tease it, but I'm going to. So I'm gonna go ahead and tease that game down to just minus a half a point, and I'm gonna tease that with the Falcons plus 3.5 versus the Chargers. So I'll get to that Falcons pick later, but I am gonna take the Bucks minus a half a point on a teaser.
Damn, I like that. I can't do it, though.
I feel it.
But I like it. Everyone, I fucking like it. I would jump all over that, because the Vikings are not going to win this game. They just had gotten the last seed in the playoffs. They're gonna blow it. I've been watching these guys for years. They're going to blow it. Bucks win. That's a great tease.
Thank you.
All right, what we got?
The Chiefs taking on the Dolphins.
Woo!
Chiefs are at a -7.5 spread right now, and the over-under is 49.5.
So everything stayed pretty much the same.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on this game. I don't like the Chiefs really on the 1 o'clock slot on the road. I
hate them.
They're in Miami. So much more to do than just football.
Mahomes. They screwed me.
I know.
Mahomes is a beautiful man.
I love him. He's fantastic.
Fun to watch. It's handsome, that jazz. I don't give a fuck.
Team light skin. Love him. But it's hard. That hook, that line probably going to move. The Dolphins have a tough defense. The Chiefs' offense is ridiculous. Again, I've said this multiple times. They're disrespectful. But on the road in that 1 o'clock slot, I just feel like they play different. I'm going to pass. If I had to pick, I would obviously take the Chiefs, but the Dolphins are tough. So I'm going to sit back on the sidelines in this game and just kind of see how it plays out.
Yeah, I hate the fucking Chiefs. I'm pretty sure they lost me two of my teasers last week. Did I put them on two, or did I just use the Jets for that too? Okay, yeah, I also apologize for that. They lost not only me, but my co-host and aficionado. Mm. And it was just they jump on the gas pedal, and then they know they're winning, and they're just celebrating the rest of the game. It's frustrating.
We're going to have to put a parental advisory on this episode. Nate's letting them fly.
Did I say the F word?
Oh, man. Yeah, you're letting them fly.
Oh, there was a bunch of them in the last episode.
Ain't no rules when you're podcasting, brother.
I probably will, too.
Yeah, there
I ain't hating. I'm
there
just
was
saying.
There was a bunch of effety shits in the last episode, so it's all right.
I'll let it fly.
Listen, kids.
Effety shits.
You shouldn't be.
Kids can't gamble anyway.
Yeah, I was about to say, you shouldn't be gambling. Kids
don't gamble.
If you could say fuck, you can gamble.
Right. Kids don't fucking gamble.
Hey, right. Parental advisory. He's out of control. But anyway, I like the under in that Chiefs game. I will not bet on the Chiefs this week. I think they probably win by that touchdown, and then you'll get screwed by the half point because that's what the Chiefs do. Yep. I like the under. I'm going to put that in. I'm going to ride the under train. That's my third under I've taken, so one of these has to fucking hit. I said it again.
Jeez. Okay.
I'm just...
All right.
I'm passionate.
That you are.
You love to see the passion.
All right. By the way, quick question. Do we have the Giants game on the lines?
I have it. I have the line here.
Do you? Okay.
It should be on there.
Yeah, I don't have it, and I like it.
The Cardinals are -2.5.
So it's still real. Do you not see it on there either?
Mm-mm.
See, yeah.
Okay, so, yeah. Well,
you got
2.5.
Yeah,
that's what it was this afternoon.
Do you got over
45.
Is it a risk for COVID stoppage?
Who knows? I don't think so. I don't know why they – who knows with these guys. But, yeah, 2.5.
Is that a 45. 1 o'clock game?
That is – yes, it is.
You want to get into that before we hit those 4 o'clockers?
Sure. Slim, you want to give us that line officially?
Oh, we have.
Man. What?
How the Cardinals taking on the Giants. Cardinals at a -2.5 spread right now, and the over-under is 45.
Yeah, I love the Cardinals. I can't help it. I've loved the Cardinals all season. I loved the Cardinals before. It was hip to like them, and then you know, now that's not working if you're trying to back the Cardinals, and I still like them. Kyler Murray's banged up, though. So when he's banged up, he's the heart and soul of that team. If he can't run, if he can't maneuver the same way he's, you know, normally can, it's really hard for me to back them. I was listening to Even Money. Shout out Ross.
Steve. Our
love
boys.
Love you guys. Anyways, I was listening to them, and they both took the Giants +8.5, and it was wild to me. I can't back them with Colt McCoy. I mean, my guy threw for 105 passing yards last week. Gallman's tough, but that's the highlight of their offense. People know Gallman's tough by this point in the season.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Still undervalued on DraftKings, by the way. Only about 5,700.
Yeah, he's getting up there, but he's still undervalued, I'd
say.
Oh,
yeah.
I would lean the Cardinals 2.5. I can't imagine they lose to the Giants. How can the Giants beat the Seahawks and then beat the Cardinals?
And that'd be 5 straight wins.
I mean, Godspeed to the Giants. but I'm not going to take him. So I'm going to lean the Cardinals. That's it for me on that one.
Yeah, I don't even like that tease up to 8.5 because I think the Cardinals can just pull out that 10-point win very easily. If they kick a garbage time field goal, we're screwed. I also don't like that 8.5, but I think they were zoning. I don't know, 2.5, such a weird line. I'm gonna pass it to. I'm gonna lean Cardinals, and what was that, 45?
Yeah.
And then yeah, I'm gonna. I don't like that over under either. So, yeah, both. I'm gonna pass both. I don't even really have a lean. Not. I don't even like that +8.5. But shit, I could be wrong.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Next game.
The Colts taking on the Raiders. Colts are -2.5 right now, and the over under is 51.5.
I think it's gonna be a shootout. Both teams. Their defenses aren't all that great. The Raiders just allowed 28 points to the Jets. Who are the Jets?
Yeah, the Jets. That's the Jets are they're just putting along just fine, but I feel you on that.
No, I don't like it. You know what? I do like it. I'm going to start a first leg of a teaser. I am going to start it with the Colts Raiders over 46.5.
Okay. I agree with that. I hate to take over unders. You'll hardly hear me take over unders on this podcast, but maybe once every other week, every other few weeks, I'll take one. I kind of like the over 51.5 without the tease. The Colts should be able to score. The Raiders can score. Josh Jacobs is out, but they still have plenty of people on offense that can kind of pick up the slack for him. So
means he'll throw the ball more, possibly?
I'll ride with you. I'm not going to tease it. I'm just going to take the over 51.5 outright.
Very nice.
Come back to beat me. But, I don't like teasing over-unders personally. I don't think there's as much value placing that 6 points on the over-under spread as there is when I place it on one particular team. Because if you think about it, the over-under is a combination of two teams. Now I get to place 6 points on the combination of two teams' performances. I'd rather place the 6 points on one team's performance.
I agree.
So for me, I think there's a lot more value in that, which is why I won't join you on the teaser. But I do think the over is a strong possibility. So I'll take the over 51.5 on that.
Right on, right on.
All right, next game, we got the Jets taking on the Seahawks. Seahawks are -13.5 right now. And the over-under is 46.5.
It's easy. I'm going to pass this one. I don't mess with numbers that big. It's too much. I think the Seahawks could definitely roll. They should. But
exactly,
I'm staying far away from that one.
Yeah, so Seahawks, embarrassing loss last week. Jets tried their asses off to get that win. But it just seems like when you call zero blitz against the Hail Mary, against one of the fastest receivers in the league, it's not going to work out.
That and call was suspect.
It seemed like the fix was in.
I don't blame him.
But great, and then they fired Greg Williams for it, which I wonder, when are they going to fire Adam Gase?
Probably not till after this year.
Dude's a robot.
He's down to lose. He's like, I'll lose right now. Yeah, shit.
I'll never work in the NFL again. I don't care.
Fuck it.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, good for him. Well, if they get Trevor Lawrence and he's pretty good, then you can maybe get a Sam Darnold trade and get yourself another draft pick. And who knows, 5 years from now, the Jets might win 7 games. It'd be great.
Yeah.
But, I also passed this game. I think the Jets have been playing way harder, and I think they want to win. But the Seahawks just lost to the Giants last week. Russell Wilson's going to beat them by 2 touchdowns. I am going to pass this game.
Yeah, I can't imagine Russell losing 2 weeks in a row to those caliber of teams, but
and I can see one by 13, and just that or 14, and that half point's going to screw you either way.
Right.
All right, next game there, Schlemmer.
You got the Packers taking on the Lions. The Packers are a -9 spread right now, and the over-under is 55.
So that line had shifted up to 9, unfortunately. Man, I really like teasing the Packers down to under 3. That changes my whole perspective. That was going to be my second leg of my teaser from that Raiders game. So now, like, Father Tone was saying in episode one about those key numbers. That game went up to 9. It's almost, I just feel almost worthless to tease it down to 3 because the Packers are still winning the game. They don't care if they cover or not.
Right, right.
Shit. I'm going to lean Packers at that minus 9, but the Lions did have a pretty good week last week. Stafford wants to win. He's having fun out there. He's got a few weapons out there. Or up to 15? What do you think?
I think the matchup between the Lions and Packers is always a tough divisional matchup.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how the teams are performing. I feel like that Lions always, it never is too out of control. The Packers are rolling this year. The Lions are so-so. The Lions still 7.5, or went up to 9. So
yeah. I can get them more than 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, I guess it's crazy. They're at home. The Lions have been a little banged up. The right tackle's out. Kenny Galladay's been out.
Might come back.
Fifth straight game, so hopefully he comes back. He missed 5.
Wonderful.
DeAndre Swift missed 3 games.
He'll be back.
Stafford still 8 last week. He put up 400 yards.
Yeah, you know what?
3 touchdowns.
I'm going to...
But no. I'm not betting against Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams. You won't catch me doing it.
Yeah, so that's silly.
If you look at last week, Aaron Rodgers threw 2 touchdown passes to Devontae Adams. Adams had 12 targets. The next highest on the team had 5, which was Tanyan. So
there he is.
We know Aaron loves Devontae, and Devontae's a beast. So I'm not going to bet against the Packers. I don't care if it's 14 points, 15, whatever. I'm not going to do it, but I could understand your position.
Yeah, I'm not going to pull the trigger on it because, like you said, the Packers can just go out there and smoke them. It could get ugly. And that 15 points could be irrelevant at that point. I'm going to just lean the Packers at that minus 9. I'm not going to put that on the second leg of my teaser.
Yeah, I'm going to pass this one. I said I can't bet against Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, they got to slow down and stop getting so much margin, but I don't know if they can. They're nice. Aaron Jones is a beast. Devontae Adams, we know, is a beast. Tanyan's been coming along really impressively. I feel like he's been getting a decent amount of targets considering he's tough. So they got a lot of offense, you know, offensive weapons, but I'm going to pass this game.
Tough defense, too. Underrated.
Sure.
All right, next game.
Sorry. We have the Atlanta Falcons taking on the Chargers. The Falcons are at minus 2.5 right now, and the over-under is 49.
Yeah, I had mentioned this one prior. I'm going to tease the Falcons up to 3.5 and take it with the Bucks.
Wait. So,
so I mentioned earlier I'm going to take the Bucks minus 0.5. I'm going to tease it with the Falcons and get them up to plus 3.5. I know the Chargers should rebound, so it's hard not to take the Chargers in this position. But at the same time, they always keep it close. So they like to lose. They like to lose close. So even if the Chargers can come and beat the Falcons, hopefully it's a field goal game and I can, you know, win regardless. So I'm going to take the Falcons plus 3.5 on teaser. It's probably going to come back to bite me because the Falcons tend to do that. I hate betting on the Falcons, but for whatever reason, I'm going to ride with them this week and try to get them plus 3.5 on that teaser.
Okay, well, funny you should mention that because I am going to go the other way.
Ooh.
So I'm going to take my second leg of that teaser from that Colts Raiders game that I had the over of 46.5. I'm going to take the Chargers up to 8.5. Okay. After getting mollywopped by 45 against a Patriots team who no one knows if they're good, like I stuttered at in the beginning of the show.
I think this could be one of those weeks where maybe both those.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for.
Maybe Chargers win by 3, or who knows what's going to happen. But
yeah, so
Arizona wins by 3, or I'm sorry, Falcons win by 3.
Right,
it's tough. So
yeah, I would wouldn't mind if they won by 3.
One thing I like about Atlanta is they've only had 2 losses since their interim head coach Rasheem Morris took over, and they were both against the Saints. I feel like, you know, minus the Saints, they're playing pretty tough for Morris. That's why I like to back them. I don't know if they'll win, but we'll see if the 3.5. But I do like your 8.5 as well.
Yeah, I would take a touch if they lost by a touchdown. I wouldn't be upset whatsoever. I like you said, I think the Chargers keep it close.
Yeah,
8.5. I like that. All right, there, Shlemmy Shlem.
We got the Saints taking on the Eagles. The Saints are at -7 right now, and the over-under is 44.
Yeah, I told myself I wasn't going to do two teasers, but I almost want to because I would like to get that under up to 50. Because with Jalen Hurts starting his first game, they haven't really been running the ball, and I think they start to. Jalen Hurts is going to run the ball. I can't imagine he's going to make too many throws downfield. The clock's going to get eaten. I'm actually just, yeah, this is going to, what, my fourth under? Ooh. Straight I just take. So I'm going to go Eagles, Saints, under 44, especially with Taysom Hill still starting. I don't see many throws downfield from either team. So I'm all over the unders this week.
What a miserable watching experience you're setting up for yourself. Just unders everywhere. You don't want anything to happen.
I'm not going to watch football on Sunday. I'm going to throw on like the Teletubbies or something.
Yeah.
I would not a chance. I'm just going to have the worst day of my life if I watch it. But I'm setting myself up for failure.
I'm not. I still can't. I can't be on board with the Saints with Taysom Hill. I know he's playing much better than projected. You know, he's shown he can do multiple things. I can't back him. I just can't do it. The Eagles, you should be fading them every week, I feel like, but they show up. I don't know what's going to happen with Jalen Hurts. It's crazy. Wentz is benched. He was a phenom for a second.
Oh, yeah.
Now he's benched to Jalen Hurts. 2020 is wild, but there's not a lot going on offense for them. Mike Sanders is tough, but he only had 36 rushing yards, I believe, last week. Their passing game.
Miles Sanders.
Yeah,
I got you.
I was, getting my guys mixed up there. But right. Nonetheless, I'm going to stay away from this game. I can't rock with either one of these sides.
Right on. Yeah. I'm regretting the under, but I'm not going to pull away. All right. Next game, sir.
We got the Washington football team taking on the 49ers. Niners are at 3.5 spread, and the over under is 43.
Oh, so it went down from 43.5 when I checked. Yesterday? This morning?
It's crazy that Washington beats the Steelers. Now, and the 49ers lose to the Bills, but now the 49ers are -3.5. So I think that's one of those fishy lines.
What do we say about them fishy lines there, Father Tone? What do we do?
We don't go fishing.
No one goes fishing.
I'm going to stay away from this game. I feel like there's a lot of passes. It's a tough week. Like I said, it's getting later in the NFL year.
Yeah. You don't know who's really going to try to break through or who's just going to give up for a draft pick.
I want to back the Niners with that line because I know the Niners are getting healthy and they're tough. They're a tough team. But that hook, I'd be damned if I bet on the Niners and then I lose on the hook. I can't sign up for that. So I'm going to stay away from that game. We will see the Niners are playing in Arizona, though. So due to some COVID restrictions, they can't play in their own home stadium. I imagine that would affect them negatively, but it doesn't always happen that way.
Right.
Again, I'm going to say, Antonio Gibson's doubtful, so that's tough. He's really good. He's a really solid player, so I imagine McKissick will get some love. Peyton Barber will get some love. They got some weapons, but it's tough to replace a guy like Gibson.
I agree. Yeah, after the year he's been having, it is sad to see him go down, especially when they're in the hunt for the playoffs.
Yeah, they're doing very well.
And I think Washington is more in the hunt for the playoffs than the Niners are after they just got beat on last night. What, Tuesday night? Is that? It's just crazy
so many
to think
days
about.
Now,
yeah.
But Washington's down 5-7, so we know about that division.
What are the Giants? 5-7 as well, right?
Let's check it out and make sure we have it official.
Father Tone's got the stats.
No stats.
Oh.
He's shitting stats.
Just shitting. Oh, well, I almost want... I told myself I was only going to do one teaser. How many have I done? One?
Maybe.
Yeah, well, to be determined. So I am going to tease Washington up to +9.5.
I like that.
And we can go to the next game if you want, and I will figure out from the last two games if I want to tease it with it.
Just to confirm, the Giants are 5-7 as well. What a miserable division. It's right. tough.
So that even more reason for Washington and Alex Smith, comeback player of the year. I almost want to
it's frightening watching him. It really is.
Didn't you see his leg bleeding out there?
Oh my god.
I almost had an aneurysm.
So for those listeners who don't know, Alex Smith came back from a double leg break, I believe. I don't know the severity and the exact medical condition.
But he almost lost his leg.
He almost lost his life as well.
Yeah.
So
almost died.
Damn.
My guys, it's wild that he's playing. It's even Let more alone. Wild that he's starting in competitive games. It scares me. I
and
don't
want to
watch
him. And just beat the 11-0 Steelers.
Yeah, I can't sign up for that. So
I'm going to sign up for it, and I'm going to take them +9.5.
All right, I like that, though.
Thanks. All right, next game. We're almost through the NFL slate.
We got the Steelers taking on the Bills. Interesting The Bills line. Are at a -2.5 spread, and the over-under is 46.
Very interesting line. What do you think there, Father Tone?
Yeah, it is an interesting line. The Bears are rolling. Josh Allen's rolling. He's
the Bills.
Doing... The Bills. Yeah. I think
Dollar Bills, bro.
Bills, Bears.
Oh, my.
Bills. So the Bills are rolling. Josh Allen had 4 touchdown passes last game, 375 yards. So that's awesome.
Ballin'.
Like we mentioned last week, we know they're good on offense. It's tough for me to trust them on defense. The Steelers' defense is tough, but now Bud Dupree's out. We only have one game without Bud, but they lost to Washington.
Yeah.
So. Not that Washington scored an excessive amount of points, but sometimes it just changes the whole dynamics in the field, the defense. So I think the defense is tough for the Steelers. I still think they're the top defense in the league, if not very close to the top. So for that reason, I would love to back them. I'm going to take them +8.5. So I'm going to put them on teaser, sneak one more in. Why not?
What's the worst that could happen?
Might as well. It's hard not to take the Steelers +8.5. I know they're on the road. I know that they go through ruts. I don't know that they'll win. I can't imagine they're going to lose 2 straight. But I like 8.5. That gives me a lot of wiggle room to cover that. So
okay.
I'll take them +8.5, and I'm going to pair that with the Cleveland Browns. So I'm going to take the Browns +7.5. The line's been moving. I don't know exactly where it's at. But I'm going to take the Steelers +8.5 with the Browns +7.
Very nice. I was thinking about doing one or the other of those. Both lines, very interesting, if you ask me. I don't know who the Ravens are to be giving the Browns, who are, quite frankly, the best Browns team I think I've ever seen in my lifetime.
Yeah.
I'm 27.
Yeah.
So
it's disrespectful to the Browns.
Yeah, that's silly. I don't think...
And we're at home, so...
Oh, yeah. They've played already this year, Ravens-Browns?
Oh, yeah. Remember the Browns? First game? We got smoked.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. I'm going... I'll come back to the Steelers game, but my second part of that teaser with Washington +9.5, I am going to jump on board with Tone, and I'm going to tease the Browns getting that 7.5.
I think we might be generous giving ourselves the hook there. I'll take it.
Yeah. I
like the 7.5, but it might move down to 7.
That key number you've been talking about.
I'll take the 7.5 just to make it a little more sweet.
Yeah, but as far as that Steelers game goes, it's a fishy line. It's cold outside. I don't need to go fishing. I didn't bring my sweatpants.
Yeah.
I'm not going to touch it, but I will lean towards the Bills. I think the Steelers lose again this week.
Ooh. Wow.
And I think they lose by that field goal. I'm so close to talking myself into it. Do I want to take the Bills?
Mm-mm-mm.
No, I don't. But it's remember that time I had that heavy lean with the Chargers? This
How'd that work out?
Fantastic. I didn't have to watch the game after the first quarter.
Yeah,
I knew I lost. So yeah. It's just going to be the heavy lean Bills. Take that how you want it.
I think the game could maybe go over. We'll see. Like I said, the Bills defense is tough. The Steelers defense is tough. But both those offenses can get off. So we've seen what Josh Allen and the Bills can do. We know what Big Ben, Claypool, mm-hmm. Deontay Johnson, Juju, James Conner's coming back.
Eric Ebron.
Yeah, Ebron's really nice. You know?
I mean, he's got all the weapons. James Washington.
Yeah, he's got it all. So I think that game could go over because, again, I don't trust the Bills defense and I don't love the Steelers defense without Dupree as much. They're still very good, but
yeah,
I think some points could be scored.
And I agree. And so. The Steelers games have been going under like crazy lately.
They're due for an over.
Dang.
I'm not gonna touch it though.
I'm gonna actually just do a no. I'm not. But oh, shit. Why'd you do that to me?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm still a pass, but I'm liking that tease if you get the 40 in the Bills favorited, but I ain't going to do that.
Okay.
All right. That was our NFL slate of games that we've done, and we're going to do the same recap as we did next week. Hopefully, we lean a little bit more on the brighter side, but we did just fine last week, and we're going to keep giving you guys that advice that you need and hopefully win you some money. And our next segment we are going to tackle is our DraftKings segment. Like we relayed at the beginning of the show, we absolutely annihilated it, opposed from a couple expensive dudes. And I'm going to give the floor to Father Tone.
Okay, like normal, we're going to take a QB, running back, wide receiver, tight end, and flex position. For my quarterback, I'm going to go with Justin Herbert. He's $6,800 this week. Not the most expensive quarterback. Not quite as low or as much value maybe as we got with Derek Carr. I do like him to rebound off that shutout and have a fantastic week offensively. So we'll see. I'm going to take Justin Herbert for $6,800.
I was leaning Justin Herbert when I was checking out the lineups today and the prices and the matchups. And what threw me off of Herbert was I was just going to save a measly $100 and take Ryan Tannehill against Jacksonville this week. Like we talked about when we were talking about the game, Tennessee had just come off that loss. I feel like Tannehill goes out there, throws a couple touchdowns, and Ryan Tannehill, $6,700, and that is going to be my DraftKings quarterback.
Yeah, I almost led or lean towards him as well. He has some really good weapons offensively. We know about Derrick Henry, but his wide receivers are tough.
A.J. Brown, nasty. Corey Davis.
Corey Davis got off last week. A.J. Brown got a little banged up, but he came back and played. So I like that pick.
What's Jonnu Smith looking like? What's his deal? Is he done?
I haven't heard anything.
Okay, yeah. That's another stud he has at his disposal.
So for my running back, I'm going to keep riding my guy, Wayne Gallman. Like Nate had mentioned earlier, he's still a modest $5,700. So I'm going to try to cash in while I can. Hopefully he continues to be an offensive focal point for them.
Amen.
But I'm going to go with Wayne Gallman for $5,700.
Yeah, I didn't go too much higher. I went with what I was saying earlier about those Vikings getting absolutely smoked. They cannot stop the run, especially if Eric Kendricks doesn't end up playing. I had taken Ronald Jones, the fourth, I believe. I don't know Roman numerals. Not a smart dude.
I always like him. I mean, he's
gets the catches
really,
out of the backfield.
Yeah, he's been tough this year for that offense. There's so much going on in that offense.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of mouths to feed.
And I feel like that takes the attention off Mr. Jones the fourth. And he is only, he's 6,100, so that kind of makes me still think they're going to give him the ball. And when they give him the ball, 98-yard touchdown, he blows Leonard Fournette out of the water, if you ask me.
He's really outshined Fournette this year. Yeah, absolutely. Really has. So, okay, I like it. For my wide receiver, I'm going to pair Justin Herbert with Keenan Allen. So Keenan Allen's a little more expensive. He's $7,700. I've kind of gotten off the Keenan Allen train for a couple weeks, which I think was necessary because he was cashing out every week. Going back to the well, as they like to say, every week. He's on my fantasy team. He's been killing it. But for me, I think eventually I had to take a break. So now I'm going to hop back on that train. I'm hoping if I pair him with Herbert, they can come out. So I'm going to take Keenan Allen for $7,700.
Yeah, I have a Charger in my lineup as well, but not quite yet. So I was dabbling between the ideas. I have a lot of guys in the 6,000s, so I swayed away from taking A.J. Brown. But if you have the money available, take A.J. Brown. Dude will go off this week. I promise you.
Okay.
If he wasn't so expensive, he would be in my lineup. But what I did was I took a $6,600 Julio Jones.
Okay, Julio.
And I feel like $6,600 is never enough to charge for Julio Jones. It's Matt Ryan's guy. They love each other. Falcons win this week by 7. And the Chargers defense, I don't think they got anybody to stop Julio Jones. So Jones, $6,600, sir.
We'll see it. Hopefully it's a shootout.
Amen.
For my tight end, I'm going to continue to ride Logan Thomas. I can't help it. I took him last week. I got to take him again this week. He's only $3,300. there's a lot of value in that for me. I can't shy away from that. Eventually, I'll have to hop out of the well, like I mentioned with Keenan Allen. But for this week, I'm going to ride him for 3,300.
Okay. Oh, 3,300?
That's what I have, unless I wrote down wrong.
Hey, that's it could be a significant value pick.
Well, now I got to double check.
Yeah, I mean, 3,300 sounds about right. So if you have an expensive team and you're looking to fit a flex on your team and you need a cheap guy, that's also another great value to have because he's going to get his targets.
Yep, he is 3,300.
So this is where I went with my charger. I like Justin Herbert, like I was saying earlier, and so I went with the $4,400 tight end Hunter Henry.
Okay, I like that.
Pair up with your
quarterback, Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert.
Yes, sir.
And thank you. Appreciate you riding on.
Yeah, so hopefully it's a shootout. Yeah, I might.
All right, I like it. All right, for my last position, I have my flex, and I have to again go with DeAndre Swift. He didn't play last week. I'm waiting for him to come back from that concussion. I imagine when he gets back, he'll continue, hopefully, right where he left off. He's been really solid this year. He's $6,500, so he's not quite as expensive as McCaffrey or Dalvin Cook's going to be. But I still think there's good value with him. He should be a focal point of the Lions offense. But I'm going to take DeAndre Swift for $6,500.
Yeah, I liked it when you took him last week. Unfortunately, he did not play. But
right.
I definitely see him having himself a good week. They like the guy in the backfield. I'm sure they don't want to keep riding Adrian Peterson's coattails. He's getting up there in age. They had a good week last week. But
Adrian Peterson continues to impress me. He really does, especially after an injury and coming back.
Oh, man.
AP was a dog.
He carried the Vikings to the playoffs for a number of years.
I really. I always enjoyed him. In Madden, I was always picking my Vikings.
Your Vikings.
Yikes, don't quote me on that.
Too late, quoted.
Are we recording?
Yep. Right. So on my
No, I paused it.
All right, good.
Could you imagine?
Like an hour ago, yeah.
Oh, dude, I would have thrown up. So my flex pick of the week. Last week we went with Kiki Cutie. And so this week I'm going to go the opposite side and go with Brandon Cooks. I think I didn't think he was going to keep getting the targets with all the eyes on him, but obviously they like running them targets. I think their Deacon Dunk game is on fire. I think they give Brandon Cooks about 10 targets, gets himself 6 to 8 catches. And at 6,100, I think he's pretty valuable as well as their number one receiver with Deshaun Watson. He needs somebody, and Brandon Cooks.
All right, hopefully him and QD continue to cook. See what I did there?
Dalvin.
A lot of style. That was a pun. Okay.
Puns are fun.
So,
sleepers.
We have only two sleepy guys this week.
And Boogs has himself a third out of nowhere.
Oh, I like it. Very nice.
Father right. Tone does not... he has... So, if this guy sucks, not Father Tone's fault. I pulled this guy... Without
okay.
permission.
I'm going to ride with you, brother.
Yeah, someone has
we
to.
We're going to ride. All right, so I will let you start off since you have two. And
okay,
have
yeah.
One.
So last week, my guy Tim Patrick had two touchdowns. Drew Luck likes him. Drew Luck is a relatively decent quarterback, and I like Tim Patrick. He's only $4,200. If you're looking to save some money, get yourself some points, win yourself some DraftKings money, Tim Patrick, wide receiver, Denver Broncos, $4,200.
Okay, I dig it. I'm going to go with Peyton Barber. So we had mentioned prior that Antonio Gibson's out for Washington. McKissick should get quite a few carries, load, etc. But I believe Peyton Barber will see some time. He definitely should get those goal line trips. You know, if they're down 1, 2, 3 yard line, hopefully he'll shove it in there, get us a little touchdown guy.
Shove it on in there.
He's only $4,400. So, again, that's a pretty cheap price for DraftKings. If we can catch a lower guy for $4,400, that leaves us room for bigger guys like Davante Adams, Christian McCaffrey, etc.
Exactly. And if you watch that game, it looked like when Gibson went out, they were trying to give Peyton Barber the ball. And
yeah.
I think they keep on that. And I had agreed with Father Tone when we talked earlier, and I really like Peyton Barber. Get yourself a couple of values. And with the one that I didn't tell Father Tone about, Danny Amendola. From Detroit Lions. He's only $4,000. He just seems to be getting targets week in, week out. I am riding the PPR value of Danny Amendola. If he could pull out 6 catches, 50 yards, he's worth $4,000. Why the hell not?
Sure. That's a name I haven't heard in my memory bank in a while. What a name. We remember that name, barely, but we do remember him. He's tough.
Right.
I think at that price tag, like you said, he should get some catches, some love. That's pretty cheap, so I'll ride with you on that.
All right, cool.
We gonna ride.
All right, we gonna ride. And ladies and gentlemen, that was our NFL segment with my NFL aficionado, co-host, and very good friend, Mr. Father Tone.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it, as always. And thanks, Slim. Happy birthday, boy.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Happy birthday. We're going to hopefully take a quick little break, and sure. I only have a new segment. It's going to be the Boogs 10 and 10. I'm going to just run down quickly the 10 biggest college football games of the weekend. I'm going to give you my take on all of them, and then there should be a little Monty the Italian with Slim.
Stepping in, you already know.
The happy birthday man. I'm sure he's got himself some pickaroos.
Oh, there are some heat this weekend.
Oh, baby.
Ooh, UFC 256.
Stay tuned. Ooh. We are sponsored by...
Love to hear that.
I don't know.
Lousy Weather Media.
Lousy Weather Media. We are sponsored by...
Insert the blank. Whoever wants to sponsor us. No one's listening. Just, it's fine. We're fine.
We'll get ourselves some listeners. If you want an advertisement... We're happily taking some.
Yeah, please.
We're cheap.
Very cheap.
Alrighty. Take a quick break.
Be right back.
So, I hope you enjoyed the NFL segment with myself and Father Tone. He is...
Why father?
He is a...
I'm recently a dad.
I didn't know if it was like ordained minister or, you know...
That's the niche.
It's the mystery is the best part about it.
It's fantastic.
I'm ordained through the Church of Dudism.
Oh, really?
Dude?
That's a...
You can do that online, yeah.
That's a really
very
cool fact.
Nice.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Church no, of really, It was my fantasy football team name because I didn't know what the hell to play. I was playing with all these young kids.
Okay.
Which I was like, I'm older anyways. I'm like, I'll just be Father Tone.
Yeah. There you go.
So, how are you guys doing in fantasy?
I'm in first.
Are you really? Oof. I actually play this weekend for the playoff seed.
Oh,
so I'm nervous. I don't feel great about first, but good luck on that.
It's actually Dylan Noble.
Oh, no.
Me and him are both 7-6.
Okay. Oh,
and we're in right now, the odds are 48-52 in his favor.
Barn
so,
burner.
So close.
Okay. Mad close.
Yeah,
You're going to have to keep us up there.
Yeah, I got like Josh Allen. He's been great for me. Tyler Lockett is on and off because it's either him or Metcalf.
Right.
Very true.
It's so funny how that works.
Montgomery and David Waller went off last year.
Yeah.
Darren Waller.
Yeah, so I have Montgomery in mind. He's low-key nice.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
He's reliable. Fine. He's going to get something.
Yeah. He's not great at rushing always, but he gets some touchdowns and he'll get some receptions.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that.
Thank
I hope you get in,
thank
sir.
You. Yeah,
I also hope you make
I'm probably going to lose to fucking Dan.
No, you won't.
Bro.
I'm going to tell him. He's going to ask me advice. I'm going to be like, do the wrong thing. And you're going to smoke him.
Please, help me out.
I got
Dan,
you.
Dan, don't listen to this. But
He won't. He doesn't care about us.
No, every week Dan is projected at like 170.
Oh,
yeah,
geez.
Because he's got Kamara. He's got like half the fucking Packers and
you guys
Vikings
let him do
lineup.
That.
Dude, this is my first one. I never even watched football before this year.
I feel
this is my first year even watching a season impressive. Of football.
Oh, really?
I watched the Browns.
Almost
but
in the
like,
playoffs.
Welcome.
I never watched another team like for to see like who. Like, I personally like it because I just like athleticism. I like seeing, like, you know, someone do something great in, right. at their
right
sport.
On.
And so now I'm getting more into it, watching Red Zone and just getting to see all the cool plays. So
Red Zone
is. Welcome.
I purchased Red Zone. I always got the free
you
trial.
You purchased it?
Yeah.
We're sponsored by
Red
Zone.
Buddy, I got a plug for you after this.
Oh, Red Zone,
this is for entertainment
I'm talking
purposes
about just
only.
Simply the Red Zone channel. So it's like it's like 10 or 11 bucks a month.
Yeah, it's pretty cheap.
And I'm thinking, you know, football is 4 months. I'll take it. I don't know.
I watch it for free every weekend. So
oh well,
I got a plug.
We
for
will
you.
Hook up after
yes.
this recording.
Entertainment purposes only.
But Nate, what did you? All right. You
hey.
Into?
Okay. So this is going to be my last segment of the episode. This is a new little thing we're doing. It's episode 2. Might as well fucking try it. This is going to be the Boogs 10 in 10. I give you the 10. Best games on this weekend for college football, NBA, or whatever it is. This week happens to be college football. Don't have many weeks left. And I'm going to give you my take and my pick. And it tends a lot, but I'm risking it. So, first game, we got Oklahoma versus West Virginia. Oklahoma is minus 14, over under 57. Oklahoma has already punched their ticket to the Big 12 championship. West Virginia got embarrassed by Iowa State last week. This line opened up at 10.5. It's already up to 14. I'm going to take the 14 while it's there. West Virginia, plus 14. Next game, Georgia versus Missouri. Missouri's getting 13 points, over under 51. Missouri has won 5 of their last 6 games. Georgia, I feel like, is undervalued. Overvalued. My fault. I don't think they're that great. I also don't like the 13-point spread, but what I do like is the under. Under 51 in that Georgia game. Next game we got is Coastal Carolina versus Troy. Troy is a 13.5-point favorite, over under 51.5. Coastal Carolina has proved that they are the real deal. BYU, heartbreaking loss, but Coastal Carolina, congrats to you guys. But with that being said, I think they're going to have a fallout after their biggest win in possibly franchise history. Troy, plus 13.5, is my pick. Next game, biggest game of the weekend, arguably Army versus Navy, always a classic. Navy is 7-point favorites in this one. Over under 38, really low. Two heavy running teams. Navy is 3-6, but they have played way tougher teams than the 7-2 Army team, which makes me say Navy, plus 7 is my pick. Next game, Whiskey versus Iowa. Iowa is 1.5-point favorites. Wisconsin over under 41.5. Iowa has been on fire. Wisconsin has lost 2 of their last 2 games. And I think they come back. They get a win. I don't mind giving up that 1.5. Even if it goes to 2, still don't mind. I think they get them by a field goal. Wisconsin minus 1.5. Ooh, next game, North Carolina versus Miami. Miami is minus 3, North Carolina over under 67. I don't think Miami's defense is that good when they play really good teams. Sam Howell, De'Ara King have a shootout. Game goes over. Oh, I tease it. We're going to take that 61 down to 61. De'Ara King, Sam Howell shootout over 61 in that Miami game. And that leads me to the second leg of that teaser. LSU versus Florida. Florida is 23-point favorites. They have the 2 best Kyles in college football right now. So I'm going to...
Did you say Kyles?
Yep. They have a tight end named Kyle Pitts and a quarterback who's going to win the Heisman, Kyle Trask. All
right.
So, but Florida has had a hard time covering against bad teams these last couple weeks. So that makes me want to tease them down to minus 17. 2-team teaser, Miami over 61, Florida minus 17. We got 2 games left, or 3 games, 2 games? I don't know how to fucking count. 3 games left, Oklahoma State versus Baylor. Baylor is getting 6, over under 49.5. Father Tone, what do you think about the Baylor Bears?
I don't, to be honest, at all.
Okay.
In fact, I haven't watched them play one time this year.
Not once. Well, funny story, Baylor is 2-6 this year. Oklahoma State 6-3. And I mean, the obvious pick is Oklahoma State, right? Wrong.
Aren't you going to take the over? I'm always taking the over in those kind of games. Huh?
It's only at 49.5. Both teams' defenses are way better this year.
Yeah, let's say, never mind. Retract.
Yeah. And so that makes me take Baylor plus 6 against Oklahoma State. I think they cover, despite the records. Next game, big game last year. It happened to be, if all the OG fans would know what an NLOD is, that's the Nate's Lock of the Day. And last year I went against
the OG fans.
And the OG fans are Father Tone and my brother.
Yeah, the NLOD was dope. Me and my guy AJ, shout out AJ.
That's what brings me to this game.
We both ate off of that. It was a really nice run you had.
Yeah, I was hitting well over 70%. It was insane for no reason.
All right.
But it was one game a day through various sports.
Very little sample size, let's be honest.
It was about 3.5 weeks. I have it on my phone.
It was a beautiful treat every day. We'd look forward to it, and then one day he stopped. I think I lost AJ like two in a row,
and I was like heartbroken by it. Mm. Maybe COVID. I don't know.
Maybe
it was like 3 years ago. All right, but that brings me to Virginia Tech. Unfortunately, our guys are Virginia Tech fans, and I made the NLOD last year, Virginia, which obviously won, and they were heartbroken by it.
I think for Virginia Tech games, it's really only makes sense for me to go to my guy Dakota.
Okay,
so Dakota is a huge Virginia Tech fan, but he keeps it real. You know, he'll let you know if they're going to win, if they're going to lose. And he never puts money on it, so it's a beautiful, you know, he has a non-biased point of view.
Oh, very
nice.
So
he'll just tell you how it is.
Well, tell Dakota, I'm taking Virginia Tech, baby, -2. They are going to win. They're going to beat Virginia, come back from last year. Virginia Tech, -2.
I will double-check that with them.
All right, well, make sure he listens all the way through. And last game on the Nate's or Boog's 10-10. I'm Nate. I don't give a shit. It's gonna happen. Boog's 10-10. I think I made it in 10 minutes. BYU against San Diego State, over under 50. BYU's coming off a devastating loss against Coastal. Hard to tell if they're going to come out defeated or come out with a vengeance. San Diego State, though, has played tough, and they're starting Jordan Brookshire for the second straight game, but he stinks. BYU, -16.5, and that is your Boost 10-10.
Nice.
Very nice.
Felt that in my bones,
I could
dude.
See the energy. Yeah. Right.
I got to go take a minute.
Ow.
All right, and with the Boost 10-10, that is a nice little transfer over to host of A&A MMA, Birthday Boy, our manager, the one who makes this all work, Mr. Slim. Take it away, sir.
Yes, sir. Got some MMA odds for you. For the UFC 256 pay-per-view happening this weekend. So, Cyril Gane in a -400. I can't find odds on getting a finish, but I would definitely say he would get a finish. It could be on the ground, and it could be on the feet. I really don't know. He's got tools in his bag everywhere, and I think Junior Dos Santos is just wearing down as the days go by. He's just getting older, and he is not the man he once was, especially not in the chin. So, picking Cyril Gane by finish, for sure. Kevin Holland against Jacare. Kevin Holland only had a -124. I think that's a for sure pick. Because Jacare, the legend that he is, Kevin Holland, if he wins his fight, he's fighter of the year in 2020. That's five fights and five wins if he wins this fight. That man is on a streak. And he's cracking in the top 15. I would definitely put my money on Kevin Holland to win that. We have Sergey Spivak versus Jared Vanderia. I don't know too much about Jared. He fought he won his fight on the Contender Series by finish. But Sergey, every time I tend to pick against him, he wins. And I totally think he's got the better UFC experience in this, going up against Vandura, something like that. So for me, I'm putting my money on Sergey. This one is the biggest shock to me. Chase Hooper, the 20-year-old, at a -400. He's only 9-1, going up against Peter Barrett, who's like 34, I think. That's a sleeper pick. I wouldn't put too much on it because Hooper is dangerous and he's scary. But I'm probably going to pick Peter in that one. Chase Hooper has absolutely no hands. It's like he's armless in there when he's on the feet. I'm not kidding. He's nothing. Until he gets you to the ground, it's not there. So, yeah, I'd probably pick Peter in that one. The Cub Swanson versus Daniel Pineda fight. Cub Swanson off coming off of a year layoff, over a year actually. It was October of 2019 the last time we saw him fight. He was coming off a win over Cron Gracie, but he was on a 4-fight losing streak before that. I think Cub's time has come and gone. I'm definitely picking Daniel Pineda in that one. Billy Quarantino, only a minus 155 favorite over Gavin Tucker. Gavin Tucker is a beast, but Billy Quarantino cannot be stopped this year. I think Billy Quarantino is going to get that one done, but that's going to be a firework fight. And that's pretty much the main... Mackenzie Dern, only on a minus 186. She is fighting Verna Jandaroba, who's 16-1, also Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt. But I do think Mackenzie has had the more UFC experience and the better pedigree overall. I'm picking her as well. So if you put all those together, that's a pretty good parlay, I think.
Is it you gonna luck it in?
I'm lucking it in.
Oh, I love to see that.
I am putting money on this weekend, actually. So
for entertainment purposes, of
no,
course.
For money, for cash money purposes.
Oh yeah, in legal cash states, money records. Of course.
Legal,
just like where we're
legal
at.
Legal and pet, yeah,
legal tender.
Yes,
the like a chicken.
Hey, Monty the Greek might disagree with me. I don't know.
I thought he was Italian.
Oh, yeah. Monty the Italian. My
bad.
He's
going to be pissed.
they're pretty close in region. Anyway. Sure.
Could you imagine if he listened this long anyway?
He probably would just to see what I did.
Yeah, right. He just skipped through everything
notes,
else.
Seeing how I'm picking. He's trying to get back on me. No, he's kicking my ass this year. I'm going to owe $150.
Yeah. I do want to shout out Monty because he killed it on his picks.
Yeah, he had himself wonderful looking parlay.
For
yeah.
sure.
Oh, yeah.
For
definitely
sure.
glad to have him
as
on the
does,
team.
As he does, and I don't. but yeah, that's the MMA picks I'm taking.
All right.
I kind of stay away from the Bellator fights.
Yeah, I wouldn't jump on those either.
No.
Those are made for entertainment. They're fixed.
I didn't say it,
but that right. Kimbo Slice very fight versus
Dada.
Shamrock.
Oh yeah,
no. Or Dada, yeah. Were they both? Yeah,
Shamrock.
Yeah, that. Yeah, Shamrock.
Were they both
right?
pooped in the ring.
Yeah, they just pooped.
Yikes.
R.I.P. Kimbo.
Right. All right. So I think that should do it for episode 2 of the Luck Changers. I appreciate you if you stuck around this long, and if you did, I owe you a knuckle touch, and you would only know that right now because you're gonna message me. You got that knuckle touch, and of course. These are all for entertainment purposes only, allegedly, but for sure. And I want to thank my co-host, Father Tone. I want to thank the birthday boy, Mr. Slim. And hopefully we can help you all win some money this week. Get your DraftKings up.
Absolutely.
Get your luck up.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Check out this podcast and many more. It'll be available on pretty much everything in a couple days here. It should be out by Sunday, or by Saturday, so you guys should be able to see that anywhere. You can find it on the lousyweathermedia.com main page or on any podcast app that you use. Just search up Luck Changers and you will find us.
Right on. Thank you, sir. And that's a wrap.